I just want to say it's great to have my daughter back with me today. So I've actually got, you know how I said that I was going to really enjoy having 3 weeks off? Well, I was so lonely. So at least one person's back. So thank you, Sarah, for coming home, even if it's just for me. So why don't we just have this Southeast Asia team that are back just stand up. Just stand up. Oh, yeah, here he is. Well done. And we're going to hear from these guys in a few weeks' time on some of the stories, and that we're really looking forward to that. So start thinking about what you can say, because I might throw one in on the 31st of January, one of you, and then 7th of February, definitely do some as well. Okay? Beautiful. And, they had an amazing trip. And the Jagelman sent me a couple of messages just saying how intelligent the group were. And I said, well, that's because they've got an intelligent leader. And then laughed, of course. But we are intelligent because we have the Holy Spirit in our life. Because we have God in our life, we make better decisions than we otherwise could. And so the best decisions that as parents we have made, for those of us who are parents, is sending them on a trip like this because it opens up their world to what God is doing. And that's a good thing, right, guys? Bremer? It's good, right? Eating those scorpion was well worthwhile. Fried scorpion. Wow. That was amazing. Anyway, they'll tell the stories. Now, next week, just so you know, we're going to have a meeting for life groups, and so all our leaders and assistant leaders, or for that matter, anybody who would like to be a leader, could you please stay after church, and we'll do a half an hour meeting just to explain life groups for this year. So if you're interested in leading a life group, that's next week after church. That'd be great to have you along. Thanks, guys. All right, stand to your feet one more time. Just because you're going to be sitting for the next half an hour. If you're with your husband or wife, just give them a peck on the cheek. It's too hot for anything else. Oh, beautiful. Everyone else, here's one from me. You tell I'm missing my wife? All right, you can be seated. I want to talk to you today from... I'm going to start off... as my intro in Revelation. And, some of our sound guys have been away. Let's just give the sound guys a hand because they've been doing a good job too. So, Mike, thanks for stepping in again and just supporting us. That's, forgotten your last name. But anyway, Mike, we love you. Thank you. And so I want to talk this morning about two verses, but goes into one. And you'll understand. Just say yes, Nigel. Thanks. And I want to talk about all things new. So this is just the first slide, and then I can take over from there. Thanks, Mike. Okay. So, behold, I will make all things. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. The words of the Bible are true and faithful. They really are. They're great words. And not to be somber, but whenever I do a Christian funeral, I like to include a scripture, this particular scripture, because if the context of this verse, he's the one who wipes away every tear. He's the one who's going to make all things new. He's the one who takes away all our sorrow, and there's going to be no more pain. It's going to be a good day, right? It's not just about a prophetic word for the future, though, and I want to talk about that as well this morning. And so, the former things will pass away, all things will become new. Now, here's an interesting part in Revelation 21:6. God says this, I am... the Alpha and Omega. the beginning and the end, and I will give of the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts. Everyone say the word thirsts. And then it goes on in verse 7. He who overcomes, he who is full of faith, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. He who overcomes shall inherit all things. That's what it says. I missed that bit. He who overcomes shall inherit how many things? All things. All things. So I want to talk about all things today. He who overcomes. He who is full of faith. He who doesn't just have a belief in God or believe in an afterlife, but actually believes for themselves right here and now on earth. He who overcomes. If you're just waiting for heaven, you're not overcoming anything, right? And so, here's the thing. It's one thing to believe, and it's another to pursue him, to thirst for him. Our inheritance is with Christ. We need to be in Christ. And so, imagine that it's 2016 is our last year on earth. It's Armageddon. It's the war to end all wars. He gets out the Lamb's Book of Life. He who overcomes, he shall inherit. All things will become new. Are you with God or just believing in God? God has a habit of repeating key phrases and themes throughout the Bible. Romans 8:28 is probably one of my favorite scriptures, and we know. Everyone say with me, we know. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. All things. All things doesn't mean all good things. It means all things. Whatever is going on in your life right now, the good, the not so good, the struggle, the pain, the mistakes, the bad, the ugly, he can make all things work together for good. And so it's the theme that comes through the Bible from the beginning to the end. Moses sung a song, and as they went into the promised through the Exodus, through the Red Sea, for he has triumphed gloriously. You know, he defeats our enemies, all of them. Turn to your neighbor and say, he's going to defeat your enemies. See, the Apostle Paul writes, all things work together for good. And Revelation states, the old is passed away, tears, pain, sorrow, all the things caused by sin. We live in a world that's everything's caused by sin. The world is not properly correct because of sin. Things are out of whack slightly. All things become new. He's going to make all things new. Is that worth living for? It's even worth dying for, right? And so, some of you probably may be, what does that mean, dying for? Okay, we'll get there. You see, everything is going to fall into place. That's what the scripture's saying. Everything is going to be all right. All things work together for good. All things will become new. All things means inconvenient things, difficult things, upsetting things, hurtful things, confusing things, anxious things. Who worries? I do. Who's looking forward to not having to worry anymore? And I know it says in the Bible that we shouldn't worry, but I haven't worked that one out yet. But I know one day I'm not going to have to worry about anything. Amen? And so all things will become new. All things will turn out all right. All things will work together for good. Now, David in the Bible was a man who the Bible says had a heart after God. It's what's in our heart that is going to determine whether we're going to, everything is going to be all right, whether all things will work out for good, all things will become new. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Oh, I've got a PowerPoint for this. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me. That's the wrong one, but anyway, must be the next one, is it? Yeah. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. So David is saying that when things are confusing, who feels a bit confused at times? So when things are confusing, when things are not quite right, when things are upsetting and hurtful or inconvenient or stressful, in those night season when it feels like it's dark, when you're laying awake when you should be sleeping, it's no one here, is it? No one ever does that. Am I the only one? And I am all alone. And no one understands. No one understands. It is still going to be all right. All things, say it with me, all things work together for? All things work together for good. It's going to be okay. If we go back to what a verse before, in fact, is very interesting. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have delightful inheritance. I wasn't sure how things were going to work out, but they did. I stayed up worrying, but it turned out okay. I had nothing, but now I have everything. We had a testimony this morning. It's going to be okay. Stay with Jesus, it's going to be okay. And so, I want to look at this a bit more. And so, David is saying that everything has fallen into place. All I have to do is keep on being the man God has called me to be, the woman God has called me to be. And that's why we can be sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is worked out into something good, the Message Bible says. Let's read it again together. That's why we can be sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is worked into something good. Every detail. Not everything is good. Not just good happens to us, but we serve a God that all things will work together for good. Who's feeling a bit stronger now? See, this is the word of God speaking to us. This is like having our own little, I don't know, Marvel comic. We're one of them. We're a superheroes, right? We've got the power. We have what we need to overcome right here. Who loves Jesus here today? Anybody? We love Jesus. He's in our heart. That means that we've got the power. Turn to your neighbor and say, you've got the power. You've got the power. All right? As though if I was Luke Skywalker, darkness, gone. And so to all those, now this is the important part, to all those who love God. Really important, right? To all those who? And then it goes on, Romans 8:28. The called according to his purpose. Whew, that's a bit deeper. So we got two things happening. Well, there's probably more, but I'm only concentrating on two. Love God, called according to his purpose. And things may be in disarray around you. Disconnect, discontinue, disagree, disappoint, disturb, but all things work together for good. Can someone give the Lord a hand that all things will work together for good? So I'm going to need your help this morning because it's hot. So I need just a bit of participation and we'll all get through this quicker. And that's a good thing. But God's moving here. And I want the Lord to move where he needs to move. See, all things means all things. All right? That's intelligent. All things means all things. Relationships. What else do we have? Work. Gifts. Talents. Life. Death. Children's camps. Children. Wife. Husband. Sometimes we need help, right? Let's be honest. We need help. I don't, because she's not here. What about mortgage? Bills? Rent? Loans? Injustice? Oh dear. Barrenness? Fruitfulness? Sickness, health, accidents, mistakes, misunderstandings, inadequacy, fear, wars, hope, future, people just being downright nasty to you when you're driving along. Right? There's a universal finger that goes up. All things work together for good. All things means all things. All things. Turn to your neighbor and say, all things. It's going to be okay, guys. Come on. For better, for worse. Sounds like a marriage now. All things work together for good according to his purpose. According to his purpose. And so that thing. Who's got a thing? Who's got a thing that's niggling you right now? Who's got a thing? I've got a thing. I wish I didn't have a thing, but I've got things. We've all got things that we're worried about. We've got things that just, I'd like to get rid of that thing. That thing that makes no sense to you at all. All things. Right? Come on, someone agree with me. Yeah. That thing that makes no sense to you at all things. Yeah. That thing you struggle to get victory over, all things. Yeah. That thing that condemns you, all things. That weakness you have that causes you to sin, all things. Do you think God could do something with that thing this year? Come on. Do you think God could do something with that thing this year? Yes. I think God could do something with that thing. I think God has the power to do everything with that thing if you just let him have a little bit of that thing today. If you just say, Lord, that thing that's irritating me, that thing that gets me down, that thing that I worry about, I'm going to give it to you, Lord. I'm going to be rid of this thing. All things work together for... I thought that was pretty good preaching. See, Revelation assures us that at the end of the day, it is all going to work out for good. All things will become new. That's good. But don't wait for heaven. I said, church, don't wait for heaven. That's not really good theology, actually. And that's not what the Bible is saying. It is so important how we live our lives now. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now. And so, everything may not be all right in your life. And things will not become new for you when you definitely do this one thing, when you constantly sin. Yes, I said the word, sin. There you go, it's there again. See, when you readily partake in when you readily partake in sin, things will conspire against you. Things will not go so well for you. What you sow is what you... So if you're constantly involved in an action that is sinful, then how is God going to be able to work with that when you're not following his word? And so we have to actually take His word, believe His word, inspire one another through our life groups and connect groups, whatever we're going to call them this year. I'll tell you next week. And, you know, we have to actually believe together that God is going to work something powerful in our lives. Amen. And so together we help one another, because the Word of God and His church is the thing that Christ died for. We're alive through Him. So, all things work together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. We choose to be faithless or faithful. We choose to be truthful or liars. We choose to be upright or unjust. We choose to be violent and angry or peaceful. And I know we have our moments. But because we're in Him, we get over them. We don't stay with that thing so that it becomes a worse thing, so that it actually develops into a sinful thing that then we have to really deal with. To those who love God. You know, if we love God, we love His word. To those who love God, say it with me. To those who love God, we love His word. To those who love God, we communicate with Him. Just be yourself. If you're a new Christian, just pray some words, whatever they are. Say, thank you, God, for the life you've given me. Start small and see how God develops your prayer life. You can pray for other people. Those who were here last week, David gave us 8 points that were brilliant. You can listen to the message on what's it called? Podcast. Thank you. I needed some technical help there. Thank you, Avina. See, one choice only leads to all things will be made new. Is that true? Is that what the Bible is saying? One choice leads to all things will be made new. See, I'll say it. I am not of the opinion that once saved, always saved. And the Word of God says we are to love Him and live our lives according to His calling on our lives. And so, all things won't work together for good when we knowingly turn against the will of God for our lives. We may even feel like all things are coming against us, and they will be, because we're conspiring in the wrong camp. And so, if you live your life settling into complacency, you can be in church all you like, you can actually have no relationship with God. You know, by the end of this service, I want to pray for you that the life of the Spirit of God comes upon you, that all things will become new. Because all things want to work together for good in your life. That's what Jesus promised. And so, it's His word. And so, we have a choice. It's the 17th day of the year. Turn to your neighbour and say, oh, I didn't know that. You know, why don't you prove God at His word? Prove we are not going to compromise, not going to be corrupt, not going to be lukewarm. Every little thing, every big thing going on in your world, turn it into His purpose. His purpose. Now, I'm not saying we all have to be zealots or zealots, however you want to say it. I'm just saying, how do you say it? No, it's okay. You know, what I'm saying is that we still do work and things, but we know our priorities are in Him. They're in God. And so it helps us. There's a psalm, no good thing. Psalm 84, verse 11. I don't think I'll put the PowerPoint up. No good thing will be withheld from those who walk uprightly. No good thing will be withheld from those who walk uprightly. And so, let me ask you a question. What thinking, what behavior, what patterns of life are you going to change this year to align with His purpose? All things work together for good for those who love God and are the called according to His purpose. And so, we know. We know because we are in Him that all things will work together for good to those who love God. You know, it's right here, actually. We love God. We are the called. We are together. We are the ecclesia. We are the church. We are unified. We are better together, because without one another, we do go off track. Amen? We have to realize that we can't be arrogant because that's terrible thing, isn't it? Because it's about having a selfless life rather than a selfish life. And so when I think about this, it's amazing to me. And then, according to his purpose, you see, if we love God and we're with one another, it'll end up having something to do with community. It has to. Did Jesus die just for you? He died for everyone. And so there is a point being made here. Love God and are called. Love God and are called. Say it with me. Love God and are called. And so, and we can love God on Sundays, and we can even pray and read his word, but God wants us to be called. And so, called according to his purpose. It's a great year to say, God, I'm going to live for your purpose. I'm going to live for your purpose this year. We fulfill our purpose through the local church. I'm going to talk about that more in a few weeks' time. It is when we move into the vocation that God has for us, when we use the giftings that he has given us. We all have talents and abilities. And when we use our talents, that's when we feel the fire of God, the power of God on our life. Calling and purpose is the invigorated life. We're going to hear more good news stories this year because of the power of God on our life. We're going to hear good news stories from the Southeast Asia trip coming up that have already been. We're going to hear good news stories about the Philippines, where Jared and my wife are right now in C3 Pasig. In fact, Andrea is preaching right now. And from the kids' camp, whatever you're involved in, all things are going to work together for good. And if you're going through a rough time right now, it's hang in there, because things will turn around. It was timely that just came up, a year of hardship. But they trusted, as she said, the Lord. Trust is an incredible thing. And so let me just wrap this up a little bit. First, are you prepared to put God first in all things? Are you prepared to put God first in all things? In front of you, there's going to be problems this year. Who agrees? Problems are meant, there's a dictionary meaning, that problems are meant to be overcome. They're there for a reason. People will irritate you in 2016. It might even be me. You will hear things you don't like. You will hear things you don't want to hear. But you can use his word, and you can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Oh no, I just put another verse in there. I snuck it in. Philippians 4, isn't it? Yeah. God wants you to see that he is working things for good in your life. It takes time. Stay on course. You can confidently put God first in all things. He is, and Colossians 1:17, it says, he is before all things, and in all things, in him all things hold together. He is above everything. He is before all things. He is the preeminent God. And so confidently put God first in all things, because it's the best place to be, because he's preeminent. And so tithing, let's just mention a few things. Are your finances conspiring against you? He's over all things. Bring your tithe into the storehouse and see if I will not open up. It's not always instant, but God can do some things. If you're faithful with a little, he's faithful with even more. And so what about your time? It's running against you. Is he given priority with your time? In 2016, think about that. Your focus, where on the scale of him is he being over all things in your life? What is your focus? And so this year, we're going to believe that God comes first. I think we'd all agree with that. Ultimately, in him, all things consist. He's preeminent. He's number one. Second, does God have dominion? Turn to your neighbor and say, does God have dominion in your life? Check this psalm out. You have made him to have dominion over all the works of your hands. You've put all things under his feet. I just threw that Guardians of the Galaxy in just for the young ones. Well, maybe not so young. Anyway. See, some things are bigger than me. Are some things bigger than you? All things are under his feet. Live expectantly. Live victoriously. Finish strong. And the third point I want to make, the music team can come up, give God the glory in all things. Come on, church. Give God the glory in all things. Come on, let's give him some praise right now. Thank you, Lord. We want to give you the glory. We want to proclaim your name. We want you to have, when things are going really well and when things aren't going so well, we're still going to worship you, Lord. It's going to work out okay. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Christ Jesus, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Wow. When things are going well, give God the glory. When things are going not so well, give God the glory. When you're anxious, give God the glory. When things are in turmoil, give God the glory. When there's a massive problem facing you, when there's a brick wall in front of you, give God some glory. Give him praise. Sing, O barren woman, would be another way to put it. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things passed away, all things become. Why don't we stand to our feet this morning? Father God, all things become you. Why don't we just bow our heads for a moment? Father God, Lord, I pray over every person here today. I pray that we would be transformed. Lord, that we would be your people. For we know. Come on, repeat this scripture after me. For we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. Stay with him, church. Stay in him. Believe in him. And it might be that while we've bowed our heads today, that you've never received Jesus as Lord of your life. I want to give you an opportunity. It may be today that you've been away from God for a while. He loves you. You know, what we've been talking about, all things work together for good. How do we know that? Because the tomb's empty. The tomb's empty, church. He's alive. He's not there. He's coming back for us. And so we can confidently bring heaven to earth in the meantime. Will you have faith? Will you trust God today, whatever your situation, that all things will work together for good in your life, and that all things he will make new, and eventually everything will be new, but we must have a relationship with God. So if you don't know Jesus today, or you're backslidden away from God, or you're not sure you're going to make it to heaven, there's fear that you may not go to heaven. On the count of three, pop up your hand and I'll see it, and you can pop it down again. If you want to receive Jesus as Lord of your life, recommit your life, you're not sure you're going to make it to heaven, there's fear in your life. On the count of three, pop up your hand and I'll see it, and you can pop it down again, and I'd love to pray with you. One, two, three. Is there anyone today? Just give me a wave. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We up for one song, church? Let's sing a song together. Why don't you lead us? Who's leading? Isla. Come on, Isla. Let's lead us, Isla. Looking forward to it. If you'd like some prayer at the end of the meeting, that's fine. I'll